This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 984, how to make sure your time norms don't ruin a potential connection.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. You have plans to meet someone. How can you update them on when you'll arrive in English? Plus, find out how late you can be for an American dinner party. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Really good, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a question.
Okay. What's your question?
Okay. If you are going somewhere to meet someone and you want to update them on where you are or tell them, you know, that you're going to be coming to them, what would you say to them?
Oh, I would say I'm almost there. Could say something like that. Like I'm almost there. I'm 5 minutes away. I'll be there soon.
Be there soon. Yeah. I was just thinking about the other day, my friends had this whole big event. It's like a day long thing we do every year. Yeah. But we were kind of slow to leave.
Yeah.
And my friend, she kept on texting me like, oh, are you coming? I mean, it wasn't like a timed thing or anything, but, we didn't make it to the first couple of events. So we made it later on, but I kept on texting her. I'll be there soon. I'm almost there. Things like that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah. She's like, where are you? Why are you late?
Exactly. Yeah. But that's okay. It was a lot of fun though when I got there.
That sounds fun. So it's like a summer tradition that you guys do, like barbecue or what did you guys do?
We went to this cool bar in New York. And at first they were in Central Park hanging out and playing sports, but we met them only a little bit later. And then, it's a big group. And then we hung out there for a very long time. And then, we got takeout and I don't know. It's just a lot of fun, a big group of friends and really, really nice to have something like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You're lucky to have that big group of friends in New York.
Oh,
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. So so I kept on messaging my one friend who was curious where I was. She's like one of my very good friends. I had to update her. So that's kind of what this episode is about, Lindsay, because we have a listener question about, you know, what kinds of things we can say. Awesome. So would you read us this question?
Okay, let's dive into it. So here's the question. So hi, Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica. I'm a huge fan of your podcast. I've been listening and enjoying for almost 3 years. Awesome. Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Three years. Long time. Okay.
Yeah.
So today I have a question. When I watched a US TV drama, I heard this phrase, I'll be right over. I've never heard that before. I always use I'll be right there or I'm on my way. What's the difference between these phrases? Also, should I use these differently depending on the situation, like time or distance? I would be very happy if you guys read my question on your show. Thank you from Eriko Katsuta. Cool. Eriko, great question.
Yeah, this is a really good question. And what I love about it is how Eriko is thinking about variety in English and how, you know, there are many similar phrases and what's the difference, right? Mm-hmm. I think this just shows like a really high level.
Oh, yeah. And that's where we want to get you guys to. I mean, that's the goal. With All Ears English, we're here to help you be more and more nuanced with your language. No one is a beginner listening to this show, right? You guys are really intermediate to advanced. You're ready to get more nuanced for better connections.
Definitely, definitely. I love that. So, Eriko, I mean, you know, initially my thought was that I didn't feel like there was a huge difference between these phrases. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to me like there's a big difference. And in this case, I'll be right there. I'm on my way. I'll be right over. I would use any of them in that context. Like for you, you know, texting your friend, for example, Michelle on Saturday. Right. I'll be right over. I'm on my way. I'm on the, you know, the L train or whatever.
Right.
I think they're the same.
Right. Yeah. And that was my first thought. So like, the point is, don't stress about the differences. Like, basically, they're pretty much the same, right? But there are, in planning this episode and thinking more about it, there were some slight differences.
Good.
That I came up with. And, you know, let me know if you agree with me, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. And guys, because you're at this level where you're thinking about differences like this, it's good to learn the nuances.
Exactly. It's good to learn the nuances. So, and it's good to know when they matter and how much they matter. And we're going to show you guys all of that today. So very cool.
For sure. All right. So here are some examples of like how I could see these being used. So, excuse me, miss, could I have some more water?
Sure. I'll be right over after I drop this meal off.
Okay, great. Or I could say, excuse me, miss, could I have some more water?
Sure, I'll be right there.
Okay, really no difference, right?
I don't think so. I think they're very similar. Yeah.
Okay, or what about this next one, Lindsay? Can you do this?
Okay, so mom, I forgot my lunch.
Okay, I'll be right there. Wait for me outside the school. Or if we said,
mom, I forgot my lunch.
I'll be right over. Or,
mom, I forgot my lunch.
Okay, I just turned the car around. I'm on my way. Okay, so when I was doing that one, I realized that there is a slight difference.
Can you tell me what it is? I don't know.
this is how I felt about it. So I feel like I'm on my way is a more of an emphasis on being in transit, while the other two talk more about the very near future. Especially because you're using the word right, which kind of like intensifies it, right?
That's a good point. Yep. So I'm on my way makes it clear that you are, you're in transit. The process has started. You're on your way. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, of course, you could use the other two phrases when you're in transit as well. But I think the on my way is emphasizing it a little bit more. So can you see that, Lindsay?
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I think you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, so
when I hear someone say I'm on my way, it puts me at ease a little bit more because it makes me say, okay, well, they're on their way. So they're going to be here sooner. If you say I'll be right over, it could be hours. You'd be like, oh, I was busy cleaning my kitchen, but I'll be right over. Maybe.
Right, exactly. And again, thinking about my same friend that I was talking about to you earlier, I was meeting her at the grocery store and yesterday I did text, I'm sure I can look, I'm on my way once I left.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I think that is kind of like a key. So I think on my way could also signify that you're close or far if we're talking about, you know, distance or time, right?
Yeah.
So for example, hey, Lindsay, what are you up to?
I'm on my way to Canada for the weekend. Not looking forward to this traffic.
Okay. So does this sound like you just left or that you are almost there?
Well, it seems like I'm far away.
Right. But like, it does sound like you are maybe in the car.
I'm in the car. I'm in transit. Yeah, but I'm probably not close.
Right. Definitely. Or can you start this next one?
Yeah. Hey, can you swing by? I need my pots back from yesterday.
Sure, I'll grab them. Okay. All right. I just left. I'm on my way. Be there in 5.
Be there in 5. What do you mean by that? 5? 5 what?
5 minutes. Yeah. Sometimes we do that, guys, where you just say like, you know, the number, but you may not say minutes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we kind of have this understanding that it would be weird if I was like, I'll grab them. I'm on my way. I'll be there in 5. I don't know. Five days. Like, you know, with the conversation, it would make sense, you know, so that you could leave
It's contextual. You get it. We get it that it's minutes, not hours. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, in this situation, you know, it sounds like you're nearby.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I just came back from a summer road trip in the southern U.S. In our Connected Communicator course, we also take you to the Deep South to learn about local accents, where Elvis bought his first guitar, and so much more. And you get real interviews with natives to build strong listening strategies. Jump into the online course now at allearsenglish.com/connection.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right. So exactly. So I think that that is kind of one key difference with On My Way. So but basically, you know, I wouldn't stress about the differences, but let's just sum it up a little bit. So Lindsay, what's the first point that we wanted to make sure that our listeners realize?
Yeah. Well, the first thing to realize, guys, is all of these sound like you're talking about getting somewhere relatively soon, right? Fairly soon. You're going to arrive soon. So that's the first point, Michelle. What's the second one?
The second one is right there and right over, I think, sound a bit more urgent.
Yeah.
Because of the word right.
Right.
Right. Exactly. So I'll be right there. Like, yeah. You know, you dropped something or, you know, you forgot your lunch. I'll be right there. Right. Yeah. It sounds more urgency.
Oh, yeah.
Or more urgent.
And that's something we could do an episode on too, Michelle, is using right and placing it in different parts of the sentence to create urgency. We also say right away. Like, get over here right away. Right. You say that to a kid or something or a dog. I don't know. Right away. So right creates that sense of urgency for sure.
Right. Now I can't say right without
way.
Thinking.
Right, it's a little bit different.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Correct. Different. Right. Yeah,
sure.
Right is probably a very commonly used word because it means so many things. Right.
So many things.
Right.
Yep.
Anyway, and also on the way, remember this, sounds like you could be close or far from the place that you're going to, but it's a bit more about currently being in transit. Like Lindsay, I think you said, you know, when you hear somebody says I'm on the way, it puts you a little bit more at ease.
Totally. And you might want to, guys, on the other side, if you're the one who's trying to get somewhere, it's nice to update people. You know, once you get in the car or get on the train, you go, okay, I'm on the way. You know, update them, let them know where you are so you can put them at ease by using this phrase on the way.
Right. That's true. So we're going to do a role play in a minute just to put them all together. But is there anything else that you wanted to bring up about this topic? Anything, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, I think for you guys at your level, this is good because you can understand the tiny nuances, but do understand that they're tiny. So don't get tongue twisted over them. Don't get confused and don't let them stop you from using them. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I think that this question is really, really great. You know, we talked about saying things like, oh, I'll be there soon. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a variety of different things that we could say, but I thought that it was a really good thing to really focus on these little nuances. But again, to realize that these are nuances. Mm-hmm. And even as a native speaker, my first thought was there's really no difference.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. So, we want to do one more, quick little role play. So in this role play, Lindsay, what's going on?
All right. So what is going on, Michelle? Well, we are going to a concert tonight, but it's late and I haven't gotten to your house yet. So maybe you're getting worried or something.
Right. Maybe. Mm-hmm. All right. So here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Lindsay, where are you?
Oh, sorry. I fell asleep and that pushed my schedule back, finishing up my hair, and then I'll be right over.
Lindsay, the show starts in an hour.
I know. Okay, I'll be right there. I'm almost done.
Hurry up.
Okay, fine. I'm stepping out of my house. I'll run. Don't worry. Okay, I'm on my way. See you in 10. Just to warn you, my hair isn't done.
That's fine. Okay, bye.
What was I doing with my hair?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Do you have any friends like this who are just chronically late, just all the time late, just always kind of? I have a few friends that are just always late. I think they underestimate how long it's going to take to get somewhere. And this is cultural too, right? Because definitely in the US we have a certain norm that you should be no more than 5 to 10 minutes late, depending on. But I have some friends who tend to be later than that sometimes.
Well, I mean, for me in New York, it's very hard. You know, I think in New York to really set a concrete time for things, there's always like a range because you never know what's going to happen with the trains.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's really the main thing. It's like, you know, it is stressful. And so like, you know, you always have to leave, you know, way, way earlier than necessary if you want to be sure that you'll be in on time. And even so, like, yeah, it just taking the bus or the train, it's like things can be so unreliable and you have traffic and you have this and that. And like,
do you end up like arriving early for everything often, or sometimes when you leave too much time, like, does that happen a lot? You just stand around and wait for things?
Yeah, that happens a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of hurry up and wait.
Hurry up and wait.
So I would say that there is a lot of that in New York, and or a lot of people just understanding that like the time is, you know, in a range, right? So I might say to my friend, I'll be like, the other day I was meeting a friend for lunch. And I was trying to tell her what time I'd be there, but I wasn't sure. I was like starting to run to the train because if I didn't make the train, I was going to push me back by at least 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's like a good chunk of time to be like an extra 10 minutes late.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
your day's
so
coming.
You just have to kind of explain that there's a range.
Yeah, exactly. It depends a lot on the trains. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So anyway, so just getting back into this. So yeah, so I said, where are you? And what did you say?
So I said, oh, sorry, I fell asleep and that pushed my schedule back. So I said, I'm finishing up my hair and then I'll be right over. So it sounds like it's going to be a little while. Right?
Right, right, right. Right. And I said, Lindsay, the show starts in an hour. And you said, I know. Okay, I'll be right there. I'm almost done.
Yeah. So I'm sounding a little bit more rushing, you know, I'm getting on it, right? Okay, I'll be right there. I'm almost done. Cool. And then what?
Right, right. And then I said, then you said, okay, I'm on my way. See you in 10, right? So that gives me this idea that like you actually, maybe you're locking the door or something like that.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. And again, you know, you could interchange these, you know, these words. I wouldn't say I'm on my way unless you've actually left. That's the key point.
Don't lie. Yeah. I mean, be honest. Right. Only say on your way if you're actually like on the train or you've left your house at least.
Right. The other ones could be, you know, maybe used if you've already left. But I wouldn't say I'm on my way unless you actually are.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I'll be right there. I'll be right over. That's not a 2-hour window, right? That's more like we can't put exact times to it, but like 2-3 hours is not for I'll be right over, right? It would be more like 15 minutes, half an hour max, I would say.
Right. I completely agree. Yeah. I think that's good. So yeah, some of these could be interchanged, but, I think, you know, the main point is, realize the nuances, but don't let them get in your way of connection or fluency, and that it's okay. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah. And I think an even bigger takeaway for today is time in cultures, across cultures, guys, right? Huge thing. that can lead to a lot of misunderstandings and a lot of frustration if we're not clear. So if you guys are living in the US or an English speaking country, just observe other people's norms in that country towards time. It might be really different from yours, and you could, you know, potentially have some real misunderstandings. So just be clear on what is the expectation. I know in the US, like I mentioned before, well, you said in New York, there's a range and people understand each other because of the train, but
roughly.
But I think in general, like showing up to a dinner party, right? You shouldn't be an hour late. You shouldn't be even half an hour late. You should be 5 to 10 minutes late max. Depends on the kind of party it is. So time norms, just be like really aware of that so we can have better connections, and we make sure we don't ruin a potential connection before it gets started.
That's so true. That's very important. So this has been fun. Thank you so much for that question. That was a great question. And very fun. So have a good one, everyone. And I'll talk to you soon, Lindsay.
All right. Talk to you soon, Michelle. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.